You're listening to Comedy Central.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
This clip I watched of Kanye West that's going around. Have you seen this clip of his that's gone viral? He's like in this interview with a hip-hop DJ, Big Boy. And it's really fascinating. In the clip, he's like, you know, he's like, as black people, you know, black people have been brainwashed. And, you know, he's like, as black people, you don't have to vote Republican. Like, why have we been brainwashed into thinking, I mean, you have to vote Democrat. Why, you know, why do black people have to vote Democrat? You don't have to vote Democrat. And he's like, and you know, and black rappers, you know, it's like, he's talking about the culture. And he's like, the culture, they rap about bitches and you know, and buying foreigns, you know, foreign cars, and you know, and doing things that is illegal. Then you talk about prison reform, and it's like, nah. And I was watching that, and I was like, are you shitting me? Like, are you, like, of all people, like I'm not saying everything he's saying is wrong, but I'm like, are you shit, like, you are gonna say? You as Kanye West are gonna talk shit about other rappers talking about buying foreigns. You as Kanye West. I know Spike Lee's gonna kill me, but let me finish. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. That Kanye West? That Kanye West? Are you know what I mean? Like, are you serious? You're such a f***ing hoe, I love it. That Kanye West is gonna talk shit about rappers, oh, f***ing bitches. It's like, dude, come on, man. Here's my biggest issue, is this. My biggest issue is this, is like, I don't disagree that you can have your own opinion. That's what opinions are, you have them, right? But this is what I don't like, is when Kanye West and people like him will say, black people in America have been brainwashed. They've been brainwashed into voting for the Democrats, believing that they're victims. But we're not victims. We can vote Republican. We can do whatever we want. Then I'm like, okay, let me get this straight. So you're saying every black person in America is brainwashed. Like, that's basically what you're saying, that 70, 80% of black people, 90% who are voting Democrat, they're brainwashed. So you're saying you're the only person who's enlightened. And all these black people are just stupidly following this Democrat victim. What is more likely? What is more likely? The fact that these people are brainwashed, or the fact that in America, you have to vote for the system that gives you the best chance. You only have two choices. And that does make it weird, but you only have two choices. And if you're a black person, you go, well, I'm gonna vote for the choice that gives me the best chance of success. If you're a gay person and you're voting for the right to marriage, you will vote for the best chance that you have. If you're a woman who is voting for your right to choose, you will vote for the best chance you have. You may not even like all of the Democrat positions, but you're like, yeah, but I'm voting for my best shot. And that's what voting is all about. But he's gonna make it like, because like, if you look at it just simply, drill down in voting. Fundamentally, what Kanye West doesn't realize is he has the option with a Democrat vote. He does. He has the option to be like, yeah, I'll try Democrat. I'll play. Because you get to a point, it's true, when you're famous and rich enough as a black person where it's like, yeah, your life isn't affected the same way by Republican policies. In fact, it may even be beneficial for you as a rich person to go and vote Republican because they're like, less taxes. You're like, yeah, I'll take that. You know? But like Kanye West is going to, like, you know who doesn't mess around with their votes in America? Black women. Yeah. They don't. They do not. And I refuse to live in a world where I go like, black women have been brainwashed. No, I don't think black women in America have been or can be brainwashed. I think if anything, black women in America have the least leeway when it comes to messing around with their vote. They have the least opportunity to be like, I don't care, I'll try this out, I'll mess around. Black women in America are like, no, I know where my vote needs to go because I know how important this is to me. Because as a woman and as a black person combined, the impacts of my vote are exponentially felt. I have a higher rate of mortality when I'm giving birth. I have a higher chance of not getting a loan. I have a higher chance of not getting a job. I will get exponentially less for doing the same job as somebody else. As a black woman, I cannot afford to mess around with this vote. You go like, that to me is not a brainwashed person. That's not a victim. And I love Kanye's music. It's not even like I'm one of those people who's like, and his music sucks. I'm like, no, I don't think the new album's great, but I love Kanye's music. I'll still be at home. Poop-de-scoop, scoop-de-poop. Whoop-de-scoop-de-poop. Poop-a-de-scoop-doop-doop. I'm in there.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.